Do you ever see a future where your favorite book gets banned?
It might have things that people find offensive, which are no longer politically correct. That might be contentious in the future as well and could cause book banning. Yeah, so definitely, I think it could be.
The banning of books has increased drastically across the United States of America in recent years, with the phenomenon slowly making its way to Australia. Beloved classics, household names, and books with subject matter that are deemed more widely acceptable in our 21st century world are disappearing off shelves in local libraries and schools, with many book lovers and students left questioning why. But first, what is a book ban?
Book banning remains a form of censorship in our contemporary world that can happen as a result of groups, individuals, and political figureheads deeming the content, ideas, and themes of the books displeasing or harmful to wider society.
Australia's literary censorship is nothing new. In the 20th century alone, our nation was coined to have some of the strictest censorship on literature in the world. So it's unsurprising that book banning has only grown more rampant in the recent years.
We spoke with Associate Professor of Writing and Literature and teacher of the renowned banned books class at the University of Southern California, Tricia Tucker, to gain some insight into the influx of banned literature and the topics that have a higher tendency to be banned.
What has been happening more now is instead of maybe just an individual parent or a small group of parents banding together to express their concerns and ask that books be removed from classrooms and from libraries, is that because I think partially of social media and the possibility of connecting with so many more people, and then not just hearing what's going on locally, but you know, you could live in the middle of the country and hear about a book that parents are concerned about hundreds, if not thousands of miles away. And suddenly that's on your radar. And you might ask, oh, is that in my school as well? Are my children being exposed to this book that sounds dangerous, sounds scary, sounds concerning?
With social media savvy parents spearheading the banned books movement, I can't help but wonder how this affects children and their learning in the classroom.
In speaking with Butch, a Filipino-Australian ex-high school English teacher that moved on to work in the development of education curriculums, we asked him,
what effect do parents impose on their children with the banning of certain literature?
The goal of book banning is to direct society in a certain way. And if that's successful, then you have potentially a future of people who only seeing the world in a certain viewpoint because they haven't been exposed to other things. If they don't have that level of understanding, reading a text and its context and understanding why that text exists in that way, you end up with people who are too protected. And what is that like? Or not too protected, but only have a very narrow view. You know what I mean? If you then take away those lessons, you just end up censoring everything, then what kind of generation are you raising?
Now, here's where it gets even more complicated. On one hand, there are groups that see book banning as a means of sheltering and protecting children from contentious subject matter, and others who are a bit stuck in the conservative waves of the past. When we look at the political spectrum, where do we draw the line between protective and harmful censorship?
Like, if we were to compare with the US, where things like Harry Potter have been banned briefly, like, that's coming from a very puritanical view of the world, which I don't think exists in Australia. I think the conservatism here is a bit more, it's slightly different.
So that's on one side of the spectrum, is a worry that books are depicting sexuality, violence, foul language, things like that, that are just, you know, inappropriate for young children, according to some people's views. On the other side of the spectrum, though, some books get challenged because they contain depictions of people of color that are unflattering. They contain white savior portrayals that seem to indicate that people of color maybe haven't been working to advance their own populations because maybe, you know, there's a community of color that's being threatened in a book and there's like a white savior who jumps in and saves the day. And there's, you know, there are definitely parents and educators on the other side of the spectrum who say, reading these books could be damaging to the self-esteem of children of color who are reading this, or racial slurs, other types of slurs based on a character's religion, gender, sexuality.
As a point of curiosity, we asked Aussie parents, what don't they want to see their kids exposed to in books and literature? Here's what they had to say.
Nothing.
But if I had to say, then any books that put down a certain race.
It's violence, and then if they're young, then stuff about sex.
Kids should explore everything, to be honest.
Radicalism, terrorism, or things that against human society.
What do you think the future holds for book banning and censorship in Australia?
There's a lot of censorship in Australian media already. it's not talked about. And it's not like you can't say this, it's more like different levels of organization. The higher you get up, the less you can say, because it might anger, you know, a donor. For example, if, you know, this is completely separate from book banning, but like problems around like the reporting of Palestine, a lot of newspapers here won't report it or report it one-sided, and that's a form of censorship. And they report it one-sided because the benefactors or the donors who own these papers or who give these papers their viewpoint have a very specific tie to one side of that conversation. I think if you have more of that in society, and I think we have a lot of that in society, in Australian society, that's not talked about, then you get a population viewpoint that is skewed. And I think the same can happen to books. If you have people that are not reading the books and they're just like getting offended by them without reading them and without reading the context, then you end up in a place where people are not going to learn the lessons of the book and repeat it. You know what I mean?
Book banning, good or bad? What side of the fence are you on?